Beasley with Martin Besser.
This week I want to catch up with Zolani Fitla, spokesperson for the Johannesburg Metro Police Department, the JMPD. Zolani, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Morning to you, Martin, and let me also take this opportunity to greet the listeners.
Thank you very much. Quickly going back to yesterday, it was a busy morning and a busy day for you all, right?
No, definitely it was a busy morning, especially for those in the Midrand area and those traveling towards Pretoria. We did see the N1 freeway being closed off to traffic between New Road and Olifantsfontein Road. You know, there was an unprotected strike or march by members of the EFF who are protesting against the parole or the release of Janus Valus. And this left a lot of motorists frustrated and inconvenienced due to this closure.
When you say unprotected protest, what does that mean?
It means it wasn't applied for with the city. So it means, I could say that it was an illegal strike.
Sure. And when an illegal strike like that happens, I mean, what would the response be from the police departments? Do you first have a meeting about it or do you go straight to the scene?
We have to assess what kind of action are these protesters taking. If it is violent, then we have to take the necessary measures. But if it's not, then our officers will go and engage those who are protesting. You know, constitutionally, a person does have a right to protest, but at the same time, that right mustn't infringe on other people's rights. Like we did see yesterday, it infringed on people's rights of movement. So our officers, our first respondents were freeway officers who engaged with the protesters. The reception was a bit hostile, but the freeway officers are not trained to deal with those type of situations. And then secondly, our public order policing were then dispatched, and they did engage with the protesters who eventually dispersed, and they marched to the office of the Chief Justice, which is on 14th Road in Midrand, yeah.
Would this have been one of the biggest kind of traffic delays in recent history?
Not really. We've had others where we saw tow truck drivers who were also embarking on a protest within the Midrand area. They also put the traffic on standstill on the N1. And it was a bit inconveniencing for motorists as well. So it's not the first time we've been seeing this in the city of Johannesburg.
We received, some notification that there might be another protest or strike in the Midrand area today. Is there any truth to that?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Today there is a protected strike or march. The members of EFF Gauteng did apply for a march where they're going to be handing over a memorandum of their grievances to Siemens at Siemens Park. I think it's due to unfair labor practices. That has been applied for, and most definitely the Metro Police officers will be ready within the area. I know that they'll be gathering at Janandal Avenue, and that's in Midrand, just outside Siemens Park, where they'll be handing over their memorandum of demands. There isn't any other further movement that we know of. It's just on that street. They'll be gathered there between 10 and 1 in the afternoon. So our officers will be closely monitoring that area.
Are we only expecting it to be in that specific street in front of that specific business? So it's unlikely to affect the freeways?
We're only expecting it to be there, but anything is possible with protesting crowds. So we'll make sure that we put necessary measures that if it does spill over to other roads, I know there's a LaRue Road, which is crossing Janandal Avenue. That might be affected, and it also goes to areas like Boulders Mall, and it crosses over the freeway. So we'll be keeping a close eye on that.
Just going back to yesterday, what are the consequences of an unprotected strike?
The consequences is that as police, especially SAPS, they need to open a case of public violence. but also have to assess is if the crowd was really that violent, if there was any damage to property or any injuries incurred. So a case might be opened, but they'll also check the circumstances in which this protest march happened. I know that a lot of people were frustrated. The situation was a bit tense and hostile, but we didn't receive any reports of violent conduct by the protesters or anyone being injured or any property being damaged.
Xolani, hello, it's Felicity here. So obviously our studios are very close to where the protest was happening yesterday, and there was actually some, you know, people basically making, I suppose, another road, breaking through the side barriers to get out of the very, very big delay. How is that situation handled?
It was a bit tough, especially on our guys, when we received the information that the freeway is being closed off. As I did say, that it was unprotected, so we didn't have any clue that this was going to happen. It was really challenging for our officers to try to navigate through the traffic and actually make it through to the front of where the protesters were. And it also is a bit challenging for other motorists, but also dangerous if you're going to move barriers from the freeway and try to divert from where the protesters are. But it was really challenging from everyone, from our perspective as police and also from members of public.
Xolani, thank you so much for your feedback. Thank you for the heads up about today's strike between 10 and 1 in the Midrand area. We'll definitely make this available on Audio On Demand so you can share it along to people who will be using, you know, this area or driving through this area today. Thank you for your feedback. Loved having you on air, and have a good Friday. All the best for today, okay?
Thank you to you, and have a blessed day ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Cheers. Bye-bye. Xolani Fihla is the spokesperson of the JMPD, talking about the unprotected strike from yesterday and the protected, permitted strike for today. Hey! Don't stop, stop,
turn it up. Let's go. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Rise and shine.
Hit your morning, family.